Wilburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Computer Corner for this day, the 24th day of January, 2004. 19 and 60 what?
No.
Time lagging. Somebody give me my medication. next week we will be broadcasting from the FBR Open, right at the entrance there. Watch for us and my man Adam will be there to help us out, and we'll all be kind of... Well, we'll see what kind of giveaways and things that we can come up with.
Correct.
Have some fun out there. But it's our annual trip out to the FBR Open.
Used to be the Phoenix.
And, of course, the question always is, why would a computer show be broadcasting from a golf event?
Why?
I don't know. Actually, because we can.
That's how talented we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can bring it all together. So, but we will not bore you with golf technology. We know better.
Yeah?
Right. So if you're going to the FBR Open next Saturday, right around noon, come on by, bring us some, you know, like a prime rib or something so we can eat while we're on the air.
Prime rib?
Yeah. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Who we got on the phone here? I'm sorry. We have the
Did You Know
segment. Go right ahead.
Where's my music?
You want some music?
Let's get with it. Come on, guy.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first thing.
That's kind of groovy.
Honey, I'm still free.
Did you know?
Take a chance on me.
I don't know. It's too cheesy.
You got ABBA. That's ABBA.
I was taking a chance.
This is an ABBA-free zone here.
I don't have any choices.
You're not good. Okay. Did you know?
DJ Master Brandon.
Yeah, he's failing.
Yeah. It's a hard drive thing with buttons. What do I do here?
Okay.
On this week, did you know the first independent version of Microsoft Windows, which was version 1.0, was released in 1985?
What do you mean by independent? Or was that just a word you threw
in
there by accident?
Well, no. No. Microsoft before was working with IBM when they first came out, and they were actually trying to create an operating system particularly for IBM.
Gotcha.
And then later they went ahead and said, we're going to make our own thing separate from IBM.
Yeah, that was a classic battle of what is now giants. Back then, Microsoft was this little podunk company, and it's pretty funny that they were able to pull that off. So the first... graphical user interface from Microsoft.
Was in 1985.
Right. Now, I wonder where they got their idea.
Well, they actually took it from Apple.
No!
What do you mean took? Wait a minute. The Mac guy before? We owe it all to him and his group.
But what happened was Mac, unknowingly, went ahead and signed a license, a copyright agreement, and allowed Microsoft to have license to all of this technology. So Microsoft kind of made what they did with it, and then Apple came in and said, wait, you can't use that. And they said, oh, when you signed the contract, you said for all graphical users' faces now and in the future.
Man, you tell a good story.
You're so good. And you know where the first graphical user interface was actually created?
No, tell me.
From the Palo Alto Research Center at Xerox.
Really?
Yeah, Xerox actually had...
And the first mouse, too, they created.
And Ethernet and a bunch of other stuff.
Xerox, they got lost behind after
They blew it.
They didn't take advantage.
No, management said, we're a copier company. We're a paper company.
Yeah, this computer stuff, forget it. This is never going anywhere.
Well, they were showing the paperless office in the 70s. And, of course, the Xerox execs were like, what are you, nuts?
Billions of dollars lost all because of the
photocopies, that's where it's at.
That's right. killing trees!
Forget, remember the old Ditto machine, the purple copies? They were saying, we're taking that over!
Ditto.
Bad idea.
Well, and Microsoft, they did it all for the nookie.
Stop it. Stop that. It's a cookie. They did it all for the cookie.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? Vicky and Kevin, if you hang tight, not only will we help you, we will get personal one-on-one attention without any commercial breaks after we get off the air here.
We may even gang up on you. One-on-two attention.
Really?
You never know.
So hang tight, Vicky and Kevin. We'll try to give you a hand here as soon as we get off the air. We want to thank all the participants. Adam for kicking in with his review. We'll see him next week as a co-host of the show, live from the FBR Open.
If you missed any part of the show, don't worry, don't fret, don't stress, don't freak out. Just go to datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section. You can see everything we talked about last week's show, the week before, audio archives. You got all kinds of good stuff there, so check it all out. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter if you want follow-ups to this news, to this radio show.
Yeah, that's right. So for all the data doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Hal Valdivia, and C.Cab, we're all here to remind you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. See you next week.